Welcome to the after show, Tony, Christy, and Nikki of Warm 101.3 in Rochester, New York. It's our podcast. You can get it at warm1013.com. Share it with all your friends. So I promised I would tell you this ridiculous thing. You know, parking spaces are at a premium in a lot of different cities. I mean, it's funny. When my son moved to New York, I didn't want to burst his bubble, but, you know, he has a company car. And I said, you know, where are you going to park? He goes, oh, I'm sure I'll find a place. I didn't want to say anything. So it's a half-hour walk to his car.
Oh, geez.
Okay?
Oh,
half-hour walk to his car. So, but in Hong Kong, somebody paid $1.3 million, which is a new world record, for a parking space.
Oh, my goodness.
You get to own it for $1.3 million. That's 134 square feet. So it fits, you know, a car for $1.3 million.
That's insanity.
It is. That's what it takes to live in a city like that. I can't imagine living in a city where it costs that much. I mean, you know, years ago we'd rented out our cottage on Canisius Lake, and we rented it this one year to these four kids from Hong Kong. All right, and two of them were wealthy, came from wealthy homes, and two of them came from modest homes. And I asked the one kid, he was just looking at the house after we talked about it, and he was standing out by the water. And I said, what are you thinking? He goes, I said, what's going on? He says, well, we just have good house shock. You know? Now, this house is a 100-year-old house. It's 1,600 square feet or something like that. And I said, what are you living in Hong Kong? He says, well, we have a 750 square foot home. It's an apartment for four people.
Ooh.
I said, what does that go for? He said, it's about $750,000 in American money.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I said, well, tell your parents they can have this for $1 million.
Right, it could be all theirs.
It's a deal.
So it's interesting. So, yeah, so it takes a lot of money to live in places like that. It's just crazy. And Tom Brady set another NFL record. His rookie trading car went for $3.1 million.
Wow.
His rookie, what, you know, and I was watching something the other day. The Meacham Auto Trader, you ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, they had a Corvette up there, a 67 Vet, perfect shape, and it went for $250,000. I just can't imagine. Where's all this money? You know, well, it's just so weird to me that people will spend that much money for a 54-year-old car.
Insanity.
It is. But, you know, I mean, it'll be worth more in 5 years. I mean, worth more next year. Because it's not like you're not going to drive it. It's like those people that buy expensive bottles of wine and leave them in the wine cellar forever. You're not going to drink it.
Have you guys heard that, for the first time in, I don't know, I've never heard of this, that used cars or even your new car, you drove it off the lot, it may be worth more now than it was when you drove it off the lot?
Really? Why is that?
Why is that? Because of this thing during the pandemic, the microchips that they were making. These people couldn't go to work, so you can't get the microchips, you can't get the certain parts for the car. So used cars and even your new cars, which used to depreciate like crazy once you drove off the lot, are now probably worth more than they were when you bought them.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because a friend of mine wants to buy, he was going to, I was trying to talk him into buying a car like mine. I have a nice car. And I said to him, call my guy and see what and he told my friend that if you wanted Tony's car, it would be $6,000 more than what Tony paid for it a year and a half ago.
Yep.
Okay.
Jason just got a new truck and it took him forever. And it's used. It's about 2 years old, but it took him forever to find one. And he didn't have to care about the color. He was originally wanted like white. It ended up being red because he goes, I didn't have a choice. And it's because of the microchips. Yeah, They're not making them like Nikki just mentioned. And he traded in his mom's vehicle and couldn't believe how much they gave him for her car.
Yeah.
So it's like, sell your house, sell your car, just get rid of everything.
Just get rid of everything.
But here's the thing. Then what?
Then go live with Christy.
Right. That's right. Like
everybody's doing it.
I know. He's, even my buddy Reinhardt, who's my agent, he also sings in my band, and he said to me, Tony, you can get X amount of dollars for your house right now, and I said, that'd be great, but he goes, and then what? So, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So, for people who are retiring and moving to another city or whatever, it's great.
Yeah, it's a great time for them right now.
Yeah, so I'm just hoping my house retains its value in 5 years or 10 years. Who knows? So, what else, girls?
Well, I do want to tell you that Nate got his yearbook the other day.
Oh.
It's, the end of the year.
Yeah.
And I said, did anyone write in it? And he said, no.
Nate is 12, by the way.
Yeah, he didn't want anyone writing in it.
Really?
I don't know. I go, that's kind of the fun. He goes, well, I worry about what people will say. I'm like, why would you worry about what people would say? I think he's worried that like they might say something inappropriate and then we'll see it.
Oh, my goodness.
And so all he let them do was sign their name.
Really?
Yep. He wouldn't let them do anything else in his book, which I think is kind of cute, right?
It is kind of cute, but geez, you know, in years, he's, well, by the time he's a senior in high school,
well,
he'll have
it. Yeah, he's only sixth grade.
I know, it's like not a big deal.
And I'm like, okay, well, eventually as you get older, like things change. You know, you'll want people to write in like your yearbook and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So Jason and I were looking at it last night, and because of COVID, you kind of had to send in pictures.
Oh, really? Oh, right. What? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you had to send in pictures, but I don't think anyone did because all we saw were pictures of kids in school, and they had their masks on. So you don't even know who the kids are.
Oh, my gosh.
That's perfect.
I was like, of course.
That's what they should do for the yearbooks. They should have every kid in a mask, the whole thing.
Nobody will know who you are.
Oh, my goodness.
It was kind of funny because I was like, oh, I wonder if Nate... I don't even know if I'd be able to tell my own kid in that with the mask. You can't see anything. It's dark.
Hard.
And I'm realizing I can't see anymore, so probably should have put some glasses on.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
He could have been on every page. I would have known.
I know.
Wow. What a year, huh?
I know.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I started thinking about that, too. We were talking about it this morning with Sea Breeze and everything like starting to like open up and things are happening. It's like a year ago, nothing was happening.
I know.
Right.
I'm so happy we made it through, and, you know, it's still happening, so it's not 100% yet, but it feels much better.
So much better.
I know.
And, you know, supposedly the Olympics are going to move forward in Tokyo, and I got to talk about Simone Biles.
That woman is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
M-G. She is all over social media if you haven't seen her performances from the U.S. Gymnastics Championships.
Mm-hmm.
She earned a record 7th straight all-around title. That's the most for any woman, and it ties the overall record set by some dude back in 1933.
That's uncanny, unhuman, what she can do.
It's crazy. I've been watching like slow-mo videos that people posted on Twitter.
I would get seasick trying to do that.
It's insane.
Oh, yeah.
She's 24 years old, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
And she has won every single all-around event she's entered since the 2013 U.S. Championships.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder how long can they compete with gymnastics?
I think 24 is maybe on the older side of things.
Is it really? I was going to say, I mean, because by 28, I mean... doing what you do. Who knows? But, you know, the nice thing is she'll be probably part of the Olympic coverage after she's done competing. She can
be the commentator.
Yeah, she'll be great, too.
Yeah. So. By the way, guys, July 23rd, it's coming up.
Is it?
On News 10 NBC. Tokyo Olympics, the Summer Games.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm concerned about that, but who knows?
They said they're not letting foreigners in.
Oh, okay.
And now some people in Japan were saying there might not be fans at all.
That's so probably the way to do it this year, you know?
It could be empty stadiums.
Yeah. And it was like baseball last year. Just imagine playing to nobody.
It's so sad.
It is.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, you know.
The athletes might like the quiet, honestly.
I don't know, though. I think they like the noise. In fact, Nate, because they could only have like one parent, and a lot of times, like if the dads would plan to go together and the moms would plan to go together, and it was so quiet when the dads are there because I could watch the live feed. And when the moms are there, you'd hear like, woo! And I think like the kids just got more into it.
Yeah. Athletes really need it. I mean, you can tell. Well, I know playing, you know, gigs. Well, if you have a small crowd, it's fun. But if you got a bigger crowd, they're into it. It gets into it. You know, I mean, you get into it more. You feed off the crowd. And I know that athletes feed off the crowd. So, but you got to do what you got to do.
And, hey, guys, I posted on the Warm Facebook page. Parents are visiting. My mom is meeting Shane, my husband, for the first time. And Shane took her out for a ride in his sports car.
Oh.
He calls it the Green Hornet. I posted a picture on the Warm Facebook page.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he's already scoring big points with Mama.
Did Mama love it?
Oh, she's always loved a Mustang.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And I told Shane to, you know, really, really give it to her. I said, did you do it? Did you do it? He's like, oh, I took it easy. You know.
Of course he did.
He didn't want to scare Mama, but she loved taking a ride yesterday.
Isn't that great? Good for her. Good for her. I'm glad. Well, I'd like that. Like I said, I want updates every day this week to see how it goes.
Yeah, hopefully Shane's all right with the mother-in-law and father-in-law in the house for a week.
I know. That's pretty good. That's pretty good for a newlywed. All right, kids. That's the After Show. Share it with your friends and all your socials. And we'll see you tomorrow on Warm 101.3. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.